Psachim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav, 10:6. So the previous Mishnah ended up by saying, V'nomer lafanav haluya. We now begin reciting the Hallel, starts the word Haluka, which is the first verse in Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel. The Hallel recitation actually just comprises six chapters of Tehillim. So we're going to end up saying all six in the full Hallel during the course of the evening. There's a bit of a tension here in that the Mishnayos are bringing out regarding how much of the Hallel we're going to say before eating the matzah. The tension is coming from at least two different aspects. The first issue is that there's two parts to the Seder, as I alluded to in the previous Mishnah. There's the focus on the past and the redemption from Egypt, and the focus on the future and the ultimate redemption. So the Hallel, as you say, it starts out talking about the notion of being Ovdei Hashem and being free, and then transitions to the Exodus of Egypt in Kuf Yud Daled, talking specifically about the Kriyas Yam Suf, etc. And then it goes on further to more stages of redemption, including the future redemption and Tchias HaMesim, etc. So the question is, how much do we want to get to before we start eating the matzah and experiencing the Pesach Seder, eating the Korban Pesach, and so on? How much we let it save till afterwards? The second tension is that we have mitzvahs to do, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, etc., and we're concerned, explicitly the Gemara says, the kids are going to start falling asleep. So we don't want to go, we want to cut this as short as possible, if you will, to not delay getting to the mitzvah of the Achilas Matzah. But there's one other aspect, and that's the explicit in here in our Mishnah, which is, when do we want to place this Kuf Yud Daled, the second of the six chapters of Tehillim that we're going to recite in Hallel, which talks explicitly about the Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, when the Jews went out of Egypt, and talking about their redemption from Egypt explicitly leading up to the Kriyas Yam Suf. So do we want to say that, can we leave that till later, or should we say that first? In other words, is that essential to the culmination of our Magid? Or do we want to push it to a little bit later? Now, the advantage of pushing it to a little later is that, in truth, the actual Exodus, the next stage in the redemption, didn't happen till midnight on the night of the 15th of Nisan with the Malkus Bechoros, and then after that, at midnight, the Jews were free. That was the next stage of freedom. Now, the Korban Pesach must be eaten by Chatzos, which means that if you're going to be leaving Kuf Yud Daled, the Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim chapter, until after Achilas HaPesach, at the end of Shulchan Aruch, if you will, so then now you're going to end up saying Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim at Chatzos, effectively, or close to Chatzos, which is sort of like, if you will, the appropriate time. But you'll have left that element unspoken, and this, so to speak, on some level disconnected from the Magid before you get to the Matzah. So for all those reasons, there's a machlokas here. It's clear that you do split it in half, but the machlokas here is where you do the splitting. So the Mishnah here says, Ad heichan hu omer, how far into Hallel do you go? Meaning up to where, how many of those six chapters of Tehillim do you recite before you go into the Matzah part of things, of the evening? So Beishame omrim ad eim habanim smecha. Beis Shammai says, just do the first chapter, Perek Kuf Yud Gimel, Tehillim 113, which talks about the notion of being free and Hashem choosing us and being Ovdei Hashem. And it also talks about, like, sort of being uplifted, the psukim that refer to things like Mekim Me'afradal, Me'ashras Yar Me'evion. So those psukim are going to be in the first Kuf Yud Gimel. So that we want to talk about, freedom per se, independent of the specifics of the redemption from Egypt, which won't happen until midnight. So just say the first one, says Beis Shammai, and Beisil Omrim Ad Chalamish Lamayin Omayim. You say the first two chapters, meaning you say also the second chapter, Kuf Yud Daled, which starts out Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, when the Jews went out of Egypt, and talks about Hayam Rav Yarnes, the sea, meaning the Yamsuf saw and fled. And the last words of that chapter end with the words, Chalamish Lamayin Omayim, that Hashem is Hofech, He transforms the rock to a agam, to a marsh, And the chalamish, a chalamish is a flint stone. That's the stone that you rub to make sparks. The idea being that it's like a super hard rock, the hardest rock, if you will, or so to speak. Lamayin omayim, he turns it into like a spring of water. So that's just what the end of that kuf yud dalet. So basically, say we want to say that and talk about the Exodus of Egypt explicitly connected, to our magid. And it won't be at Chatzos, that's okay. Halach, of course, like being like Beis Hillel, so that's what we do. And then V'chosim B'geula, after saying those two Prakim of Tehillim, we'll then end with a blessing that is going to be talking about the redemption. So now, this bracha of Geula, Chosem, will end with the bracha of Geula. There's a machlokas here as the Mishnah continues on, exactly what that bracha consists of. So Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Asher ga'alnu v'gal es avoseinu mimitzrayim, you say, and the words, the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, which is the introductory formula of all brachos, all blessings, is not mentioned explicitly here, but that's true for all the blessings that are listed, for example, in Maseches Brachos. It's left unset. But after you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, you'll say Asher ga'alnu, who redeemed us, V'gal es avoseinu, and redeemed our forefathers, Mimitzrayim, from Egypt. And then, that's, according to the gears I have in front of us, that would be the end of the bracha, but the Rosh and the Rif have a few more words. They say, V'giyanu laila hazeh, who brought us to this day, le'chol bo matzah moror, so we can eat the matzah and the moror. Those words are in the Rif's Girsa and the Rush's Girsa, and they are in our Haggadah as well. So that's just an extra word there. And then, V'lo hayachosem, you would end with the, as Girsa in front of us, with Mimitzrayim, according to the Girsa of our Haggadahs, like the Russian Rif, Matzo Maror, and then that's it. The idea being that there are two kinds, let's call it two kinds of brachos. There's like a simple bracha and a complex bracha. Complex bracha, meaning bracha rucha, is, or a long bracha, is one that incorporates multiple elements, and a bracha katzara, a simple bracha, incorporates just a single element. So, according to Tarfon, this is just a simple bracha, there's one element, the element of geula, and that being the case, there's no need, and no permission even, to, like, end the bracha with another baruch atah Hashem, or baruch whatever. We just do no chasima, no separate seal. Had it been a bracha arucha, a complex bracha that's a composite of multiple themes, then we would end the bracha with like a recap, if you will, again saying Baruch Ta Hashem, whatever, Hazana Sakol, or something that would, you know, that ties all the elements together and gets the main central crux of the bracha. But no need, says Reb Tarfon, because there's only one theme here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Now, Rabbi Akiva is responding, he doesn't disagree with what Reb Tarfon said. He just says that in response to the fact that we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash, that has to be acknowledged. At the time Rabbi Akiva was lost already, and that's Ad Hayom Hazeh, of course, till today. So Rabbi Akiva wants to add to this blessing. He needs a supplement that recognizes the lacking and desire for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva Omer, in addition, you will say, Kein Hashem Elokeinu. You'll say, and thus, or therefore, Hashem, our God, Velokei Avoseinu, and our forefathers, Yagi'enu lemoadim veleragalim acherim, bring us, let us arrive at other moadim, moadim appointed times in the calendar, referring to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, veleragalim, the regalim, the three pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, haba'im lekraseinu l'shalom, that, and they should arrive, and we should greet them in peace, they should be in a peace time, in the scenario of shalom, of peace. And then, Smeichim Bevinyan Yerecha, in a scenario where we are rejoicing in the rebuilding of your city, Yerushalayim, V'sasim B'Avodasecha, and we are rejoicing in your service, this would mean the service in the Beis HaMikdash, specifically. The difference between Simcha and Sasa and Simcha, while less intense, is more external. Social rejoicing, everyone will be happy with the building, party. And sason, which is more internal joy, even if it's more intense, it's, you know, knowing that you're doing the right thing and you're fulfilling your tafkid. That's a deeper existential joy of avodas Hashem. And the bracha continues on, you'll further say, V'nochal sham, and we will eat there, meaning in Yerushalayim, when it's rebuilt. Min ha-zavachim u'min ha-psachim. From the zavachim, the offerings, really referring to the chagiga offering, u'min ha-psachim, and from the psachim, this is a reference to the korban Pesach, that we would eat, of course. There are those who poskim, who, because this is going to find its way to our Haggadah, who say that if Leil HaSeder falls out on a Motzi Shabbos, that would mean that the 14th of Nisan would have been Shabbos. And while you can bring your Korban Pesach, you can't bring you don't bring the Shalmei Simcha. There's no Chagiga there. So, I said that badly. There's no Chagiga. There's no Shalmei Chagiga there. So therefore, like the 14th, the Chagiga, you know, the 14th, so you wouldn't bring that. So therefore, the gears would change to say min ha-psachim u'min ha-zavachim, the other way around. And indeed, you might see that in some gersos. And then the after that, you would then say ad baruch ata Hashem go'al Yisrael. You would then at that point you would there's like missing words that the Mishnah doesn't speak out, but there are missing words that would be inserted here, which are Asher Yagia Damam Al Kir Mizbechecha L'Ratzon, and their blood should be applied and reach the walls of your altar to appease, for Ratzon, to be acceptable. V'Noda Lecha Shir Chadash Al Gula Seinu V'Al Padus Navshenu, and we will be able to praise, thank you with a new song on regarding our redemption. This is talking about the ultimate redemption of our gula and Padus Navshenu, and like the saving of our souls. And then that those words are missing here, but they would be continued. That Rabbi Akiva has them inserted. He's not spoken out explicitly. And then you would say you would now have a chasima. In other words, Reb Tarfon said there's no chasima required because this bracha is a simple bracha, bracha katsara. But here it's a bracha arucha. Rabbi Akiva has included a number of elements, lots of elements into this bracha. Since you have multiple elements, we'll now have to sum it up at the end with a chasima, with a seal, which says, you would say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Ga'al Yisrael, blessed be you Hashem, who redeems Israel. That's Rabbi Akiva's chasima, which is required. And our nusach and our minhagas to go to Rabbi Akiva, we incorporate both Rabbi Tarfon's preliminaries as well as the hosafot, the additions that Rabbi Akiva adds in our, and that's how it features in our Haggadahs.